Jesus Christ.
We have a lot to get to and not a lot of time because we have to be off by 10 o'clock so DJ Rostar could do his thing.
Eh, fuck him.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
He's all in it for the wrong reasons like John.
Listen, I don't even want to come here anymore.
Apparently not.
Hey, John. Mister, not paying attention to a goddamn thing so far tonight. Can you shut this fucking song? Thank you.
I did. So, before we get into anything, I have a little funny thing I wanted to play for you guys.
You sure you don't want to talk about your computer and how it drank an entire beer before the show?
I spilled an entire beer on my computer, and
your microphone sounds
awesome.
Not
too happy for that.
I was gonna say, can anybody hear him?
Yeah, you could hear him. It just doesn't sound good.
Sounds very roomy, and I sound like fucking shit.
We had a lot of problems today, technical-wise, as usual.
Tons of them. As usual, fuck you.
No, it happens every week. All right, and I really sound like I'm in a box.
You sound horrible.
We all do, and except for Chitty's microphone.
Talking to your mic right now, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, switch it. Pass it over to Rocco. Let's go back again.
Nothing ever works.
We're going to do it now.
Ridiculous.
No,
all
go
of
into
sudden it.
Look,
really
see, it's
echoey.
On a boom. Go like this.
Oh, so now
just
it
turn it.
Good.
Very echoey.
Just turn it.
All right, John, talk about something while we do this.
How about how much I hate you?
Okay.
Sure. All right. And I really hope your computer doesn't turn on tomorrow morning.
So, Rocco spilled an entire beer.
Finally,
on his,
I sound good.
Oh, and that mic.
Oh, yeah, that mic is
exactly
ridiculous.
How I wanted to start off the show.
Now it works. Good. Don't fucking touch it. But just no. Don't talk into
don't
the back
close,
of your microphone,
Jesus.
You stupid asshole.
This is your first day?
I'm trying to turn it and fix it.
So, oh my God.
This is a nightmare.
I know.
Miserable.
Don't get close.
Why do I sound like that?
Because you're talking into the back of the microphone.
I'm trying to turn it,
asshole. So turn it.
But keeps making a noise.
Yes. That's
all right, can you hear me good?
Yes.
No.
Is that good?
Yes, it's great.
Oh, it still sounds like garbage.
It doesn't. You're
it's
fine.
Your voice.
All right. There you go.
All right.
All right.
Welcome to Crash Test.
I am fucking done. Like, literally fucking done with this shit.
Rocco's headphone cord doesn't reach his... Since everyone's here, there's so much shit going on.
I don't know what the fuck that is now.
There's 8,000 different microphones in there. All right, now just don't move for the rest of the show and you'll be fine.
All right, I'll be on tonight.
Welcome to Crash Test Radio. We hope we didn't lose you in our immediate start of technical difficulties.
Of course we fucking did. All right. Everyone knows Leslie Nielsen, right? The guy from The Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Everybody, yes.
Hangs out with OJ.
Okay, he was on some kind of like Good Morning America, but not America, because I think it was in like the UK or some shit like that. And he farted during an interview. So I'm going to play that real quick.
Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Something in.
Yeah.
And you end up participating and say, just a minute now. He's going to do something. I understand what he's up to now. And you really start to watch what's happening. That's the other thing about the humor is you have to pay attention to it.
And I definitely paid attention to that.
Hey, Santa, have you ever been anywhere where you farted?
Ho, ho, ho. Every night in the sleigh.
Is that how you stay warm when traveling over the mountains and shit?
Absolutely.
Do you mind cursing? Because this is a new kind of radio. It's called internet radio, and there's you're allowed to curse on that. Do you
Santa
curse?
Can finally curse.
Yeah, Santa can curse.
Children aren't here in the studio tonight.
No children.
Fuck, pussy, shit, fart, turd, cunt, rag, whore.
Stick to the script I gave you, Santa. Okay, all right. Let's start the show off right. Santa, say something. Get everyone in the holiday spirit.
Holiday spirit. Let's hear it, Sandy.
Hey, Rocco. Come sit on Santa's lap, but try not to bend the candy cane in his pocket.
I didn't write that. Say something else. Say something else. Get us in the mood.
Okay, okay. Ho, ho, ho. Some call me Santa, some call me Saint Nick. While your kid is sleeping, I'll play with her Nintendo Wii.
Very good, Santa.
You dumb shit. Oh, that's my God. So what else do we have to get to? You said we had a lot to. I thought the Leslie Nielsen thing was all we had planned for this evening.
But, well, did you get your 10
things? No, I was fighting with the computer to make sure that everything worked for tonight.
All right. Well, where'd he come
another
from?
Guest into the studio, D-Rock.
I thought he left.
D-Rock, he did.
He came back.
He left,
in,
he left
in the
when
confusion.
The dishes had to be done, and now he's back.
He left his base in Long Island, so we can't practice.
Okay.
How interesting.
Thanks. Nobody
so
asked.
Practice went well.
All right, I'm gonna play a bit real quick. Maybe we can figure out what's going on. Why don't you turn down the mics while we play this? This is my.
You can't turn my mic off. How do you not comment on your?
What are we listening to?
This is the story of the first Hanukkah.
Oh,
never mind. That's what I know about. Sorry.
As starring one of Jared's long lost relatives.
Could you get for it?
Shlomo. Shlomo Seltzer.
Shlomo.
Yeah, he was the person who discovered Hanukkah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
All right, so we're going to try and fix some technical things, and we're going to give you a nice little Hanukkah gift right here.
Here it is.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Rocco Burrow, and I'm here to tell you the story of the first ever Hanukkah. It all started over 2,000 years ago after the Jews freed themselves from Greek control. I take you now to that time when a young Shlomo Seltzer and his dog Skip found refuge inside a temple in Jerusalem. Oh, Skip, thank God we were able to defeat the Greeks, and now we're able to worship whatever god we may wish. That's right, Skip. From now on, the Jews will be a respective group, and we have faced the worst that our people will ever have to face. It's so cold and damp in here. Let us light the menorah. You're right, Skip. That amount of oil will only last one night. Well, I guess we could go across the street to the Tryon Stave and get 2 quarts for $5.50, but... Oh, that's so wasteful. Let us just try and stretch out this amount of oil. Who knows? I mean, why spend more money than you have to? No, Skip, I don't think people would consider our people cheap. Ever.
And so young Shlomo Seltzer and his canine companion did only use the one night's worth of oil. Miraculously, 8 nights had passed and the candle still burned. Some call it a miracle. Some call it merely being cheap. But whatever it was, they had discovered the first ever Hanukkah.
See, Skip, I told you there was no need to get more oil. It lasted all that time. We're so resourceful. That's right, Skip. I do believe this is a miracle. We shall call these 8 nights Hanukkah, and we should spell it in many ways and confuse everyone to its original spelling. And at this time each year, we should celebrate Hanukkah, and we won't celebrate it one night, we'll celebrate it for 8 nights, by giving one present a night for all 8 nights, but no present will ever exceed something like a chalkboard eraser. And some Jew boy from a sketch comedy show will write a song about Hanukkah, and we'll replay it every year with different verses and try to play it off like a different song. That's right, Skip, we will eat stinky fish and flatbread.
And that, my friends, is the story of the first ever Hanukkah. Tune in next week when we tell you the story of how Shlomo Seltzer and his dog Skip discover the first ever circumcision.
Ow, Skip, you bit my penis. Hey, that doesn't look so bad.
Oh, that's me.
Nice
just
job,
fucking
Rock.
Headphones. Thank you. That was Shlomo Seltzer, Jared's great uncle or whatever.
Santa, do you ever celebrate Hanukkah?
Oh, never. But that sure tops my story.
What the fuck, Santa? Hold on a second.
Rock is now changing headphones.
All right, that's better.
And he's back with us.
I'm sorry, Tom. I had to take Tom's headphones. That's fine. I was just charming. Okay.
Yeah.
We are in the same room.
We are all
in
the same room.
I just need it for the sounds and all that other shit. Fun.
Okay, you all right, Rock?
Yeah, I'm better.
You wanna take a little? You wanna go to a quick song? I can give a little briefing on it quickly.
I do.
All right, let's do that so that we can make sure that you're okay for the rest of this show and give you a hug. Maybe you should go smoke a cigarette.
By the way.
So well, yeah. So anyway, I had a show on Monday night with a lot of bands that we don't normally play with, and there was a man there, about an older gentleman, and his band name was Cock Lorge, and. This is the song that he opened up with, and this is probably one of the best songs I've ever heard in my entire life. It's only like 2 minutes or so.
What's it called?
I
want you.
I want you.
I want you.
I want you.
This
Cock Lorge.
I want you.
Cock Lorge.
Cock Lorge. Here
right, look
is.
Him up somewhere.
He's
I don't
fucking
know.
Brilliant.
All right, here we go.
Brilliant monster.
I want you suck my cock tonight. Suck a cock tonight. I want you to lick my balls tonight. Suck a cock, lick some balls. I want you to bring me weed tonight. Suck a cock, bring me weed. I want you to leave my place tonight. Suck a cock, lick some balls. Bring me weed and then leave.
Cocklord.
No, he's not done.
MySpace.com/cocklorge, LORGE. Isn't that right?
Santa was very.
Santa, you dig the Lorge, don't you? That.
Santa loves the Lorge.
Ho, ho, ho.
Lorge is getting extra presents this year.
Santa, say something. Say something that doesn't come from your mind and comes from the computer over there. Yeah, yeah. It's ho ho ho, not ha ha ha.
You dumb shit.
I have lots of goodies inside my bag. By now, the listeners all know that John is a fag.
Very good. Good, very good, Santa.
Good rhyme. Good rhyme.
Good rhyme. Oh, man.
So, Rocco, what do you do for Christmas?
What I do for Christmas? Mm-hmm. I haven't even started Christmas shopping, so no. I'm not doing much this year.
I didn't do it either yet. Friday.
Tom, do you Christmas shop?
Do I or did I?
Did you?
No, not yet.
Santa, is all your Christmas shopping done?
Done.
Thank you, Santa.
Santa,
what'd you get, Mrs. Claus? Santa, presents. What? What?
What?
What'd you say?
I said Santa doesn't shop, the elves make the presents.
Oh, is that true?
Mrs. Claus gets gifts. You're out of your mind.
Not even anything like sexy Santa. No, like Victoria's Secret shit or anything.
Nothing.
Like that.
She just gets one more year of my cock.
That's funny.
Santa cock rules.
What did anyone ask for anything interesting this year?
I asked for an atomic energy lab, which is a toy from the 50s that actually came with a little bit of radiation.
I saw that. When you had an idea to do the top 10 worst Christmas gifts
most
ever.
Dangerous toys, yeah.
Yeah, and I looked that up a little bit, and I saw that one, the radiation one. That's funny.
It's fun, easy, yeah. Exciting. No shit, it's exciting.
You have anything else on there?
I don't, unfortunately. I have not. The lawn darts were always funny. Like, yeah. Just throw
I never understood lawn darts. I don't know what they're for.
It's basically like you're playing darts, but on the grass.
You throw it in the air.
So you can throw it that much higher, and you have that much less control of it.
So why wouldn't I just walk up to, like, the 100 points and just throw it down into it?
Because why wouldn't you do that if you were the bar playing darts? You stand like a line, you douchebag.
Oh, makes sense.
Dummy.
Okay.
What'd you ask for Christmas this year, Rock? What are you getting?
I don't know. I really didn't ask for much.
Santa, what are you bringing Morocco for Christmas?
What am I getting, Santa?
A big bag of coal.
Well, that's not true. I think you have something there about the whole coal thing, right? Hold on, Santa's got to Google it. You have it.
Well, you know that whole story about Santa leaving coal in your stocking if you're naughty? Well, that's all a lie.
Really?
Yeah, it's really a story someone made up to scare kids, just like the Holocaust.
Thank you. Thank you, Santa.
Oh, Jesus.
That was loud.
Thank you for that loud sound clip, Rock.
That was a loud laughter for Santa.
Santa, you got fans.
Thank you.
Because Santa is so out of it today.
It was just going as well as you thought, Rock.
It is. It really is.
The Christmas disaster of 2006.
It is. Okay, I got a quick game for you guys.
What's this game?
It's called Does My Mom Know Anything About Christmas or the Holiday Season?
Yeah.
So basically, I just asked my mom
a series of questions
about the holidays. Now, I think everyone would attest here. My mom is kind of a wacky, kind of not.
Is she listening tonight?
No.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy out of her mind.
She's crazy. Her heart's in the right place, but she's a little out there.
Yeah. Have you ever met Rocco's mom, Santa?
Many a night.
Thank you, Santa. So I got her today, and I just asked her a couple questions. So I'm going to play the little intro. You get a little information about my mom, her educational history. And we'll play a game. I want to see if you guys have faith in my mom and see if
for
you
the
think
answering?
She knows the
anybody
answer
care to
questions.
Gamble with me on this?
No.
No?
What? Tom the intern?
Tom can't even hear it.
Oh, yeah. Tom can't hear it.
So right. Can't really gamble on things
I can't. No gamble.
All right. So here we go.
All right. I'm here with my mom, Roseanne.
Hi, everybody. Happy holidays.
Where'd you go to high school?
Fort Hamilton High School in Brooklyn.
Did you go to college?
Yes. I graduated 2-year college, and then I went 1 year in Brooklyn College.
I was shocked, by the way, when I heard her say that. I didn't think she.
I know the answer to that.
I knew she went to college, but I really didn't think she graduated.
I had no idea she went to college.
Does she know the definition of graduating? Because maybe she really did.
I don't know.
Well, let's hear the first question, Rock.
Okay. Here's your first question. Santa Claus is known by two other names. Give me one of those names.
Now, do you think what would the answers be for that?
Saint Nick
or Kris Kringle. Exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't have done the Kris Kringle. Saint Nick I could have done.
Does anyone think my mom could answer
that
question?
I think she's got Saint Nick. I see her knowing the Kringle one.
The answer is no.
Actually, Mrs. Claus.
You want to put any money?
Saint Dick.
Very good, Santa. Do you care to put any money on that,
no.
Jarrett?
No.
No?
I say she's got Saint Nick.
I think she's got Kringle.
She got neither of them.
All right, here we go.
Kringle?
Yeah.
Because she can't. She has a problem saying words just about as much as I do.
I was about to say. Now
I inherited that from her.
Know where you get it from?
All right, that's good enough. How many nights does Hanukkah last?
Although yes, she wants to be a Jew. She doesn't know this answer.
You don't think so? I think she does. I'll bet you.
No, I'm not betting you.
Why are you taking? What are you doing? He's playing. He's got to take his headphones off. He's playing with them.
Come on, be worried about yourself.
Put a little money. It'll be a little interesting. No? No one wants to take money with Jared? Jared says she knows it.
I think she knows it.
No.
You don't think she'll know it?
No.
How much you want to bet? Dollar?
No, I'm not paying real
money. Okay, let's see. Oh, continue.
Those are so boring.
Yeah, I'm going to bet Monopoly money.
8.
Yes!
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
That was amazing to me. I never in a million years.
I'm 2 for 2. Even with
Kringle. She didn't know any of the answers.
Dude, I know. I was shocked. Would you, like you said, you never in a million years thought she would know that answer. I didn't even know that answer, except for the fact that Adam Sandler like banged it into my head like a million times.
Yeah. The things we learned.
Name 3 of Santa's reindeer.
No chance.
No chance?
I think she's got like a song for it, and she could be like,
I think she's going to start saying like the 7, like 3 of the
That's what I thought. I thought she was going to say dopey, sleepy, then sneezy, or whatever.
Yeah.
She'll definitely get Rudolph.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get
Rudolph. No one's betting. No. I can't bet. I would bet, but I know all the answers.
Well, so you could just take the opposite of the bet then.
Well, what do you think? Well, what,
3?
What, yeah, she has to name 3 of Santa's reindeer.
I'll bet you $3 that she can name 3.
I won't bet you.
That's not fair.
Rudolph, Dancer, Prancer.
That was amazing.
She took the rhyme one.
She studied that because 3 days ago I told her I was going to do this idea. And when I asked her that question, she had absolutely no clue. She couldn't name one. So
Rudolph?
I know she cheated. No, she didn't say Rudolph. She didn't say anything. She looked at me with this blank stare and was like, And I know she called my aunt and asked her what name, give her the names of three reindeer.
Hey, Santa, can you name all of your reindeer?
Absolutely not.
All right, let's get back to the game.
I have pet names for all of them.
Santa lives on the North or South Pole.
Oh, she knows this.
Okay. I had to edit this down because it was literally 2 minutes before she gave me an answer. I swear to you.
Right. Did we get any of the debating in their head? Like you just, or
did
she play any of it?
She walk you through her
she was
process?
Mouthing to me. She was going, is it North? Is it South? Which one is it?
Let's hear
it. I'm not going to tell, you know?
Let's hear it.
It's a 50-50 shot.
I think she's got it.
North Pole.
Ah.
She is so disappointing.
She like, is. She's disappointing because she actually knew the answer. I think she's
she
so
cheated.
You shouldn't have said anything to her.
She's known every answer so far. So.
What is Jesus' mother's name?
She grew up Italian Catholic. She had to have known this, but I figured I'd throw it in there. Maybe she would think it's a
trick
question.
That's that slut, right, who acted like she didn't get pregnant by sex?
It's not.
Is that the story?
Yes.
Right?
And she's not you're still a virgin if you count anal.
How was that bomb sound? Where was that bomb sound?
No, don't do it because your mom's thing's really low and you're going to kill everybody with it.
No. What is Jesus' mother's name?
Mary.
Good job.
Why?
It's been told if you're naughty, Santa will leave you what?
Well, we all know this isn't true, right?
The Holocaust.
Well, hold on. Are you watching Rocco as it's playing? He's mouthing all the words.
He always does that.
It's the creepiest thing.
Any bit he makes,
it
plays,
is so creepy. It's so weird.
I don't know I'm doing it.
You do. That,
it
that's,
always happens.
That's why I know. That's what creeps me out about. Watch his mouth. He just goes like this.
Talk into your
really?
Microphone, John.
I am talking into it.
Now you are.
Oh, dude, it's so weird watching him mouth the words.
Oh, fuck. Now I lost my point.
All right, I'm here with my mom.
Disaster for Christmas. Klingle.
Name three. Santa lives on the north. What is Jesus' mother? It's been told if you're naughty, Santa will leave you what?
Coal.
What color is Rudolph's nose?
What color is Rudolph's nose?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, from asking, she studied because I told her what I was doing the other day, and she literally
she
called my aunt.
Wrong? I don't understand.
She didn't get one wrong.
I knew it.
And
this
it was horrible.
Nowhere, yeah.
I know. It was. She disappointed me. She always disappoints me. It's ridiculous.
Call her and tell her how much she disappoints you.
I can't. She's at work. But, honestly, trust me, she should not have known any of these answers. The Roseanne from 3 days ago didn't know one of Santa's reindeer.
Roseanne.
Oh. She just disappoints me.
You're just disappointed in everything today, aren't you?
I am. Santa, cheer me up. Say something.
Oh, ho, ho. I know your mother doesn't know the answer to this question, because this year it's Seaman White.
What?
His nose color.
You see what happens when he doesn't read the computer?
Yeah.
I know, that was good. He's saying that he jizzed on Rudolph's nose.
Get what he was trying to say.
This, Rocco said, say whatever you want. Dude, no. Say it. And he's giving so much shit for it. Because
that's part. No,
no.
Santa.
Santa
packed his shit
Santa's
going
left.
He's
gone. Dude, I'm fucking with you. Get over here.
No, he's done.
Now I'm gonna steal bandwidth. stealing bandwidth.
Santa, please come back.
Santa, get back here.
Down the chimney with a boner.
Santa, come on. I'm fucking with you, dude. It's get a mic in there.
Keep him out there. I got headphones now.
Get a mic in there.
How are you going to get a mic in there? None of them reach.
Santa is pissed. You
Santa
pissed Santa.
He just yelled out, fuck you.
Dude, I wasn't really
you
I wasn't
pissed.
Really mad at Santa. Come
Santa
on.
Santa's done.
How could I ever be mad at Santa?
Hey, Santa.
He's out. You guys get
I really think he's done.
I think he'll come back in a little bit, but you got to
I don't think he's coming back.
You want to bet?
Did I really? I really pissed off Santa Claus.
You did.
Santa.
Well, I'm telling you, you sat there and said, Santa,
I know. It's,
Santa,
oh, come on. It's a
Santa,
fucking radio bit. It's a fucking
Santa,
radio
say
bit.
Say whatever you want. Please. Add
I didn't say I was.
Every time he says that, you give him shit.
Oh,
why
come
you
on.
Reading the cards?
Dude.
Why don't you fucking read the computer?
What am I? What
Santa,
am I gonna,
say whatever you want.
And I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm sorry. I didn't fucking laugh at everything.
I'm fine with it. He's
yeah.
Out there.
Who knew Santa was such a walking vagina? Who knew?
Yeah.
You fucking pansy. Santa. Get back in here.
Santa.
Let's spend the rest of the show calling Santa back in.
What?
He said, stop wasting airtime. Is he really mad at me?
Santa's pissed.
Fuck you, Santa.
Oh.
Oh. More about Hanukkah, Harry.
Saying dead air.
Oh, dead my. So, if you guys want to get involved with the show, you can message us on AIM. The screen name is Crash Test Losers.
Dude, wait. I don't understand what just happened here.
Santa waited here for 2 days. After stage teching all weekend, Santa waited here for 2 days to do the show for you. Go home. And now... I heard something about motherfucker.
Santa, come in here. Will you state your case at least?
Santa.
Certainly. Yes. Come here. All right.
Fuck nice. Santa on with the show.
Who knew Santa had a
Look at Santa has this big shit-eating grin on his face.
I do you want me to shut everyone's mics? Do you want no?
Just
okay.
Leave me and Santa.
All right, let's hear it. Santa and Rocco right
Santa,
now.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Go at it. Let's hear it, Santa.
Santa.
This is Santa.
This is Santa. No, you do it.
All right.
You
went in on the sleigh 8 hours ago, and all I hear is Rocco saying, say whatever you want. I have this list typed up for you. You can say anything off the list, but all I want you to do is embellish and add to it and add your own things. And anytime I've said anything out of my own head tonight, I've been ripped apart.
Except for
the other 5 times I said my own stuff.
I didn't rip apart everything. I didn't understand that last one.
Yeah.
I got it.
Dude,
you were saying that you came all over Rudolph's nose, correct?
Yes, and this year the color is semen white, not red. So
exactly.
Your mother wouldn't know the answer because this year it's brand new.
Exactly. That was the idea. I caught it.
Sam, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
You get a big bag of fuck you for Christmas.
See, that was funny. See, that was good.
Don't kiss Santa's ass now.
Santa, I deeply apologize. Like, I am sorry. I didn't mean... Dude, it's a radio. Like, I'm going to sit here and suck your fucking jingle balls off every time you say something.
That's the kind of treatment Santa likes.
well, say something I wrote. I'm kidding.
All right, here's one that Rocco wrote.
I hope he picked a really bad one.
He's going to say it so bad, too.
Here's one that Rocco wrote for me to say. This is a last-minute addition that he was very, very... So thrilled for this one.
Let's hear it.
Ho, ho, ho. Why does Michael Richards get crap for saying what Santa's always thinking?
That's kind of.
I thought you were going to say the other one.
Yeah, you should have picked the worst one.
Pick that the other one.
Funny.
Pick the one I gave you after that.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was kind of funny.
Pick the one I wrote. I gave you before that.
God, there's got to be a really terrible one there.
Hey, Vegas, let's make out under the camel toe. Ho!
Santa's honing in on your girl.
I don't like how Santa looked at her when he said that.
We're getting a lot of requests to hear Vegas speak.
Oh, Vegas. You
want
to say something?
Speech. I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but a lot of people want to hear you just say hi or anything.
Vegas, not through a shitty cell phone.
Hi.
No, into the microphone.
She said hi.
That's it.
Say something.
Did you hear me?
Do you like Santa?
Hello.
I don't hear.
No, I think
he's here. She's right. I don't hear. She's here. The microphone's here.
Can you hear it through there?
Push it, give her, fucking set the microphone up.
Hello.
There you go. That's it. That's the spot. Has Santa ever brought you? Okay. Well, thank you for moving the mic away right now. Jesus Christ.
Santa, I deeply apologize, man. I am sorry. I didn't really mean to piss you off. He slammed his.
Can you refer this? He shut the laptop screen only to go probably into that room and open the
and
laptop
open
right
it again.
Back up.
Santa.
Santa, do you accept Rocco's apology?
Okay, I'll accept it.
Will you ever do Crash Test Radio again?
Never. I am flying out of here faster than Mrs. Claus after sex.
I thought that was funny.
You're full of shit. You did not think that was funny?
Nice fake laugh.
Yeah, nobody else even smiled.
I'm all done now, dude.
Santa, address the listeners for us, will you?
Hello, this is Santa. Ho, ho, ho. Tom, how about interning on my sleigh this year? I just plan on getting a sore jaw.
That was good.
You're saying it's good because you wrote it.
No, I didn't write that one.
That was good.
That's Santa's writing.
Good job, buddy.
Oh my god.
1 out of 6 funny ones ain't bad.
Jared has cried at least once the last 3 shows.
Yeah, he really has.
Oh my god.
Well, I'll have to say our Christmas extravaganza is going quite swimmingly.
It's a fucking mess, and you were all excited about this too.
It's going well. Hey, listenership's up. We're doing all right.
I didn't plan on Santa.
Oh, wait, there it goes.
Nope. I refreshed the page.
We are doing spectacular. Everyone seems to be enjoying the Christmas show.
I didn't plan on being the number one man on Santa's fucking most wanted list here. I'm sorry, buddy. I love you.
Apology accepted.
Thanks, buddy. I didn't. It's radio. You know.
Let's play a Christmas song for you two homos.
Rocco's such a pansy. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I made him feel bad, but
so
I thought.
Throw some backbone.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Say something to John, Santa. Say something to John.
Now Rock's pissed.
John, I like you now.
What? No.
Thank you.
Rock was in the doghouse.
Thank you.
That wasn't on the list.
Yeah, good.
All right. This is My Chemical Romance with covering Mariah Carey, I guess.
Yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Is it you?
Is it you?
All I Want for Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby. All I want for Christmas is you.
What's going on, Rock?
No, John's a fucking douchebag.
Who cares? So what? You hurt his fucking feelings. Who cares? Seriously, who gives a fuck?
I do.
Sorry, Groff. Sorry. But who gives a fuck?
Because Groff's a friend of ours.
Who cares?
He's a friend of ours.
Are you going to argue with me or fucking text message?
We care. You can't take me on the spot.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You can't take that way.
All right, get back to the song.
Jesus.
I gotta go.
Welcome back. Right. Welcome back to Crash Test Radio. You're currently listening to the special Christmas show. We've got another 20 minutes.
This just keeps getting
better. I fucking hate Christmas, and I hate all of you.
What did we do? How are we involved in this?
Fucking humbug.
How are we involved in this? What the fuck did we do wrong?
I don't know.
Why do you hate us?
I hate everybody.
Why?
Santa, cheer me up.
No. I'm angry with you once tonight. I don't want it to happen again.
Rocco.
Oh, this is fucking fantastic.
We need Rocco needs a hug or something.
See, remember I need a bullet and a gun.
Remember hey, before, Bobby from Thrive, give Rocco a hug. Who the fuck's Bobby?
Remember before when I said I get enjoyment out of Rocco being pissed off
yeah.
and bad things happen? You know, and you guys were like, you know, that's fucked up, but everybody's laughing at his misfortune right now. So
no,
you guys are no better than I am.
I'm just laughing at everything right now.
Bullshit.
Thank you.
That's good. That's good. Put a beer right next to his computer so I can spill it again.
So the computer can drink another. Computer's doing keg stands later tonight.
Oh. Would you feel better if I read something off your list? Okay. Ho, ho, ho. John, your head looks like Mrs. Claus's privates.
Okay.
That was on your list.
That was on my list. That was one of my weaker
right
ones.
Back at him. Right back at him.
That was dumb. That was
can
one of my weaker
ones.
Can
you close up your laptop lid and get that out of here, please?
I missed that one, but
I don't get it.
I think I'm glad.
I don't get it. That's I don't get it.
We still have 20 minutes.
Yeah, and DJ Rockstar is giving a shit.
This is really going
oh, you
forever.
Know, fuck you, DJ Rockstar. No, I'm kidding.
If you put
you
on our top 8, you won't return the favor, asshole.
I mean,
I don't even know who he is.
Like,
I never listened to
the show. He wants us off at 6:58.
Go
Tom
himself.
Said, no, it's 9:58.
Why, said, where does he do the show out of?
He's in California.
Oh, fuck him, fucking hippie.
I'm going back to Cali, Cali.
Good. I don't like him.
Right.
I never
like
listen to his show. I don't plan on it. I don't
I like him.
I don't. Go fuck
I've never, I don't listen to any he goes, I've never listened to him. I don't like him.
I don't like him.
Who are your friends?
That's it. That's the bottom line.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus was a Jew.
You know, normally the show feels like it's
well, we were supposed to talk during the
so
break,
quick.
But not everybody was around to discuss what we were going to necessarily move to next. But hey, you know, radio on the fly sometimes you got to do shit like this, you know?
Yeah, well, is there anything else? Nothing.
Rocco, would you say that the Christmas special has gone how you hoped it would?
Oh, yeah. Everything's going great.
Talk to us, Rocco Vent. Let's go.
Please.
Listeners,
please vent.
We need you to send messages to cheer Rocco
please
up.
Please vent.
Cheer Rocco up with some messages on Crash Test Losers on AIM. Let's hear what you have to say. Why are you putting your glasses? Oh, okay.
You saw he couldn't get them on his head. He couldn't get his sunglasses. He's
oh,
so
I
mad.
A joke.
He couldn't get his sunglasses
oh, yeah,
on his
tell
head.
Us a little bit. Didn't you meet
I
Jackie?
I met Jackie the Joke Man Martling about a week ago, and he told me a holiday joke. I already told you this joke, so don't give it away. I told you it last night.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
No, you didn't tell me the answer.
Yes, I did. No, Denver, you call. All right.
No, you didn't.
What is the difference
whatever.
Between Jesus
oh, yeah,
and a picture of Jesus? Think about it.
He's going to hell just for repeating.
What is the
this.
Difference between Jesus and a picture of Jesus?
You only need one nail to hang up a picture.
And you're all going to hell for laughing. Listen to the Jew. Listen to the Jew. The one who killed him. Listen to him laugh. You bastard.
You stupid fucking bullshit fairy tale holidays.
Yeah. Have fun lighting your candles.
Hey, at least we don't fucking. At least we don't make shit up. Oh, the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Rudolph.
No,
Mary didn't fuck some guy. She magically got pregnant.
They were just too cheap to buy oil for a fucking candle.
You know
and they
pissed,
made it last.
You know how pissed
the
Jew is? You know how pissed he is? Because he
know.
Gets a fucking bush.
Oh, I gotta give that
candles.
Credit to Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Thank you, Jackie.
One of my
did
personal
heroes.
Did he
just randomly tell you that joke?
He was at the station doing another show, and we actually slammed into each other earlier in the day. Like, he was coming in a door and I was coming out. We couldn't see each other. I was like, who the fuck is this? And I was like, oh shit, it's Jackie Martling. About an hour later, I went out to the elevators and he happened to come out and it was just me and him. And, you know, he introduced himself. Hi, I'm Jackie. And we got caught in an elevator.
Hi, I'm Jackie. Here's a joke. You want to hear a joke?
No, I don't understand. It was just like he made a joke about someone that worked there. And, you know, I laughed. And then he's like, oh, then all of a sudden he goes, what's the difference between Jesus and a picture of Jesus?
That's good. I like that one.
It's funny. He's a cool guy.
I have a ridiculous story I read in the news that I could share with you quickly.
OK.
All right. Infant sent through airport x-ray machine. This is the
topic. On purpose?
A woman mistakenly, apparently, $20 though, says he didn't have a ticket, which is why it was a mistake. Mistakenly put her one-month-old grandson through an x-ray machine at Los Angeles International Airport, authority says. A startled security worker noticed the shape of the child in the carry-on baggage screening monitor and immediately pulled him out. The infant was taken to the local hospital where doctors determined he did not receive dangerous doses of radiation. The incident was obviously a mistake by the traveler, apparently. And
wait, what was it in? It was
Los Angeles.
No. I mean, the kid was in
a bag.
A bag, like a
carry-on bag.
Like, she put the kid in a bag
mistakenly.
Bullshit.
You mistakenly put your kid in the bag.
I don't believe it.
Maybe he. Well, Santa, don't kids sometimes crawl into your bag, you know?
Oftentimes, that's when they become elves.
He kidnaps them.
Now, to become an elf, is it like a gang? Can you get beat in or sexed in? Kind of like the Crips and the Bloods, the elves.
You can be sexed into about anything.
How come there are no black elves? How come it's like Seinfeld?
That's a really good question. But it comes down to that Michael Richards thing.
It's because they're lazy.
Santa believing, you know, what Michael Richards was saying.
Who gets the cotton? Who gets the cotton for the T-shirts you guys make? No one. Yeah. Yeah.
It just appears.
Disappears. No. Oh. All right. Well.
Ho ho ho! It's hard to come down the chimney with a boner.
In 1998, an infant was put into a car seat through an X machine at LAX.
See, that's more believable. That's what I thought.
How is that believable? How could you ever realize that your child's being packed?
But it's more believable that, you know, because you have to take the child out of everything, and you have to put the carry the thing.
I
don't know
like
what
Rocco.
It's called. You know, it puts it through. Right, go fuck yourself. You know what? I'm done. I don't care. Good.
Spit it out.
No, I'm done.
Johnny boy.
Nope.
We're all done.
Twiddle my thumbs.
We're all done.
I'm done.
You're done. This has been a disaster of an evening.
Is anybody writing anything in over there, Tom?
No.
Nothing? Not one person.
Not one IM today, actually.
What?
I'm not even kidding. Not one IM.
Except for those?
No, those are me chatting with my friends.
Oh, okay.
Not one thing.
All right.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, I want to end early and just play music.
Okay.
Just let Adobe take over because I'm just. I don't know.
I actually want to go 10 minutes late to piss off the other guy. He's so not important to me. I don't even know his name.
I will just read. I'll just read things. Just straight up.
You just do something like really boring.
Just read.
Bore everyone.
Read the newspaper.
Let's just do dead air. All right. So everybody turns it off.
Well, you've been listening to Crash Test Radio. It's Wednesday, December 20th. We hope that you have a great holiday. Sorry,
I don't think we'll be back on until the new year, actually, right?
No, we nothing until the new year. So no.
Yeah, because yeah,
we gotta write some material. Maybe. We can't even get 45 minutes done.
Maybe everyone will forget about us.
Oh,
I hope so,
Rocco.
But if you don't, visit our MySpace at myspace.com/crash.
Did you cut?
I'm all of a sudden, like 25
IMs. Is everybody ready for us to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Really?
You all suck my balls.
They said don't leave.
Ah, well, too bad.
Santa, say something before we leave.
Santa, give us the end.
A lot of people don't know Rudolph is actually a girl. Her nose only grows when she's on the rag. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That actually wasn't bad. That was a good one.
That was horrible. That was terrible.
That was a good one.
Santa won. Rocco, nothing.
My balls.
Thank you guys for listening to Crash Test Radio. Have a great holiday. Have a safe new year. Santa, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. I won't be back next year.